Sunday morning across the region. You are listening to Beat. And well, I said a few weeks ago that we don't normally talk to coffee shop owners in the southeast unless they're doing something unique. Well, we're talking coffee shops again on the Sunday Grill. And it's once again a Carlow Town coffee shop that gets the Sunday Grill treatment, because a Dublin Street coffee shop has put Carlow on the map of Europe's finest speciality coffee destinations after being ranked 74th in the top 100 coffee shops in Europe. The number one, in fact, is in Norway. It's called Lambert's Coffee Shop. It's on Carlow's Dublin Street, as I said, and it was included on the prestigious list published by the world's 100 best coffee shops.com. So you can have a look at it there. Brian Byrne is a third generation of Lambert's, running the business at Dublin Street in Carlow, and he joins me this morning. You're very welcome to the Sunday Grill, Brian.
Thank you very much. Delighted to be here.
And congratulations. What different times we live in. One of the most prestigious coffee shops in a southeast county of Ireland. I don't think we would have heard that 15 years ago, would we?
No, it's amazing. You know, we were kind of quite surprised with the nomination. So the way it works is there's a top 100 in Ireland list, and then that goes on to the top 100 in Europe, and then if you qualify you go through to the top 100 in the world. So we got a nomination a couple of months ago for the top 100 in Ireland, which we were absolutely delighted with, obviously. As that progressed, then it shortlisted down, and we ended up at a gala a couple of weeks ago in Dublin, and we were in the top 10 in the country. So that was, we thought that was the heights, we had hit the heights. That then allowed us to be put forward for the top 100 list in Europe, and we were shocked again to be put into the top 100 in Europe. So absolutely thrilled,
which is amazing. And like a lot of the other coffee shops, and I think it's about 8 in Ireland, is it, in total, that got into the top 100 of Europe. They're like city based coffee shops for the most part, like Galway, a lot of Dublin, for example.
Yeah, it is. It's unusual, but it's funny. It's when I came back and opened the coffee shop. So it's actually a third generation business. We live above the business. I grew up here, my grandparents and my parents before me. So my grandparents opened it as a newsagent in the 60s, and then my parents had a newsagent, and they changed. They basically opened an adjacent coffee shop. My mom did, and then when I took it over, then I kind of decided I would just go with coffee. But yeah, at the time when I opened it, there were obviously a lot of coffee shops around, but in terms of what you'd sort of call specialty coffee shops, just around the same time we opened, there were two others opened in the town. And, there was one there beforehand. But anyway, Carlow has, it really has a very high standard of coffee.
That's brilliant. And when was that? Was that around COVID times that you opened it first?
Yes. So okay. We had it... I kind of, the news agent closed during COVID, and it was at that point that my mother kind of said, okay, I'm going to step back from this. I had always wanted to open a coffee shop, and we kind of, because we had time, we were able to sort of gut the whole thing and sort of bring them all into one and kind of make it the space that we wanted to be in. And so we opened it. We had it kind of ready to open during lockdown. We kept being sort of put off, and it was funny how much the space changed over that time, because it was almost a living room for us. We spent a lot of time in it. So when you walk into the coffee shop now, you can kind of, I think anyway, you feel like you're nearly walking into someone's home or a sitting room or something like that.
Yeah, it's funny that you say that, because when I was looking at some of the other coffee shops that won in the top 100 in Ireland in particular, they have that real bougie coffee shop look that we expect now from high-end coffee, where the coffee matters to people. I'm kind of thinking, you know, a very cement look almost, and very minimalist. But all I've seen is the outside of Lambert's, and it has a very sentimental feel about it.
Yeah, it's I think everything that we do in Lambert sort of has an approach to how it makes you feel. Coffee, obviously, as I said, coffee is very strong in Ireland, as in customers sort of know their coffee. There's a lot more interest in things like coffee origin and tasting and that sort of stuff. But at the end of the day, I think we as a culture, we're social, we're very community based. And I kind of, I really was my wife, I suppose. She's the main person behind the kind of that feeling of just comfort and safety and walking into someone's home and, you know, trying to create that in a space outside the customers, another space for the customer.
Lovely. Because coffee shops can be, especially the ones that take it all very seriously, they can be a bit intimidating sometimes, I find, you know. So it's lovely to see that you have that community feel. Your coffee is Cloud Picker. What did the competition say about your coffee shop that got it into the top 100 of the best coffee shops in Europe?
So we have two coffees. We have Cloud Picker, which is a company based in Crumlin, and then we have Oni Coffee Roasters, which is based in Inchicore.
Okay, brilliant.
And they both kind of do two different things. So the Cloud Picker was what we started with, and it's more what people would sort of think as a traditional coffee taste. And then the Oni we brought in as a guest, and it was, when people started coming in and asking a few more questions about it and showing a bit more interest in, you know, where the coffee was coming from and the taste of it and stuff like that. So we get single origins from Oni, and they're just sometimes, like, you'll sometimes get people will come in and say, just be so blown away by the taste in terms of, that it doesn't taste like what they perceive coffee should taste like, if that makes sense. So that was one of the things that would have kind of given us, a good score, is that we have a variety of different coffees. We have a lot of different coffees on the retail shelf that you can, that'll cater for different people and different tastes. It's a subjective thing though, isn't it? Coffee is so...
Oh, totally.
You know, you get some people that, you know, absolutely love, you know, something a little bit funkier, a bit fruitier, and then other people that will, you know, kind of say, no, that's terrible. But it is.
And are you a bit of a coffee, what would we call you, a coffeenista yourself? Like, would you have a look at some of these top 100 European coffee shops, like even the one in Norway? Would you consider going there, for example?
Yeah, so the kind of my interest in coffee came about, I used to play squash, and I would be traveling a lot for that. And you'd kind of, if you were playing a competition abroad, you'd might have a light training session in the morning and you'd have your match in the evening. Mm. But you'd have this large window of time to kill in the middle of the day. And I just found a coffee shop was such a nice space to go into, to sit down, maybe read a book or maybe just have a chat with somebody. So that's where my interest in coffee began. I was loitering around coffee shops all over Europe, and then kind of felt like that I wanted to bring that home. And even the way that the bar is set up in the coffee shop, I had this idea that, you know, when you're away on holidays in Italy or Spain or something, and you have such a huge different demographic going in, and they're standing at the counter with their little espresso and heading out the door again. So when we put in the bar where the coffee machine is, we put a sort of standing bar in front of it so that you could come up to the counter and have your espresso, you know, and head out the door. Carlo didn't take to it as much as I thought.
Okay.
Maybe at some point it will. But even so, it's still a nice space that you can sit at the counter now and watch the baristas working.
If you're very brave, if you're not intimidated by it at all. I don't know what it is about coffee. There is something very like going into a coffee shop that you don't know and ordering your coffee. There's just something, maybe it's just me, intimidating about it. Do you find some people might feel like that?
Yeah, no, absolutely. And it's funny, even so we have a group on a Wednesday that come, group of Gaeilge that have a, where they come in and chat for an hour. It's just a very informal thing. But I remember after a little while, a lady coming in, and she was ordered a coffee, and she was ordering her coffee in Irish, and I took the coffee order or whatever else, and she was struggling for a word, and I just looked and I said the word in English, and she said, I was afraid to say it in English. And she just, this perception, she had obviously come in maybe at some point on a Wednesday when there was a crowd of people speaking Irish, and had this idea that, oh, I can only speak Irish. But it's funny, it's like it takes time, even with the coffee shop, you know, people have a perception of it.
Yes.
And you know, takes a while for that to
I'm just looking at some of your photos there from the website, the world's 100 best coffee shops.com. If you click on the Europe part, you'll see the 100 best, and Lambert's is in there, of course, in Carlo. Your insides, your interior is they're just so lovely and welcoming. So it has a lovely feel to it as well. So congratulations. And there's a sausage roll in one of those photos that I have to come and try, because it looks absolutely mega as well.
Thank you very much. Can I just say, just very quickly, just a thank you to anyone who did vote. There was a sort of 70% of it was based on judges, and then there was 30% on a public vote. And then finally, just everybody that works with me, I'm absolutely blessed with the staff I've got, and how hardworking they are. And I just want to say a massive thank you to them, because obviously this wouldn't happen without them.
Brilliant stuff. Well, that is Brian Byrne, third generation of the venue Lambert's in Dublin Street in Carlo, which is now a coffee shop, and not just a coffee shop, one of the 100 best coffee shops in Europe. And if you're someone who likes to go away on city breaks and you like to incorporate your love of coffee, well, that is a great website to go to. It's the world's 100 best coffee shops.com. Brian, congratulations again, and thanks a million for joining me this morning.
Thank you very much.